Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm your host, Vince Bonfigley. It's Monday, March the 2nd, and NASCAR was in action in Atlanta. Of course, running a doubleheader on Saturday with the Xfinity Series race and the Truck Series right after that, about 5:30. As the Xfinity took to the field, that went pretty much the way of Junior Motorsports, as Kevin Harvick took the checkered flag. He led two times for 101 of the 163 laps, edging out pole sitter Joey Logano and the Discount Tire Ford, who also led two times, but for 59 laps. Ty Dillon in the number three Chevy came in third. Chris Buescher came in fourth. Chase Elliott, the defending champ, he was fifth in the Napa Auto Parts Chevy. Sixth, Paul Menard. Seventh was Brian Scott. Eighth was Matt Kenseth. Ninth was Regan Smith. And 10th was Kyle Larson. Of course, only three people led the whole race. Both of those were Harvick, who led the most laps, driving the number 88 Chevy, Dale Jr.'s regular number in the Cup Series that he drove at Daytona last week. Joey Logano kept his Cup number in his Nation Xfinity Series car, driving the number 22. Team Penske and Matt Kenseth in the number 20 Toyota for Gibbs Racing. Right now, Eric Jones is still in the number 54 Monster Energy Toyota that Kyle Busch was driving. He's going to be out for quite a while until he really heals up. He's got a lot of rehab. He just had his second surgery. So that was to repair another part of him. So he seems to be doing pretty well. After that, I'm sure he's going to have an extensive rehab before he gets back in the car. The race took 1 hour, 40 minutes, and 32 seconds with an average speed of 149.8 miles an hour, so about 150 miles an hour. Margin of victory, 1.207 seconds. They figure Harvick had at least a 12 length lead for it. He probably took the checkered flag as Logano was coming around turn four. As the points right now looks, it's Chris Buescher leading the points over Ty Dillon. Actually, there's a tie at first there. They just have Ty Dillon the second. And let me see. Tiebreakers go. I think everything's even across the board. Starts, no poles, no wins. Two top fives for each, two top tens for each, no DNFs. So we have a tie there. They're just listed in alphabetical order, I guess, with Buescher and Dillon. Ryan Reed, your Daytona winner, came in third. I mean, he's third in the points. Darrell Wallace is fourth. Dakota Armstrong, driving the number 43, is fifth. David Starr, sixth. Seventh is Brian Scott. Defending champ is Meyer in eighth. He's only 28 back, though, so there's plenty of time to make up some ground. He did lose a position. Ross Chastain, he's in ninth, and Jeremy Clements drives the 51. He's in 10th place. He's 30 back. And Jeremy Clements was a single car team. Just one of those guys that he gets help from, I guess, ECR engines, you know, Earnhardt Childress engines. And every once in a while, Richard Childress borrows his number. So he always gets another car from Schroeder. So they have a little development deal there. And apparently, you heard the news last week, prior to Atlanta, Travis Quapel's Cup car had been stolen. In a little trailer outside of the hotel in Georgia, right before the, it was Tuesday, Wednesday night. It was a team signed on to run Atlanta. They hired Travis Quapel as the driver. I think they had Reed Sorensen in Daytona. So they had a setback. It's a one-car team. The car was in a plane trailer. No team colors or anything on the outside to make it noticeable. And apparently there was about $400,000 worth of equipment, including the race car, on the trailer. The only thing that they had found and left, whoever stole it, was the race car, because the race car was recovered, but nothing else was. So that includes a spare motor and what happens there. Of course, we'll be joined a little later. Kristen Buzinski, my co-host. This is our last week of ski duty, so she'll be she'll be joining us. And we'll get back there. Of course, last week she she picked Kevin Harvick to win in the Cup race, and I picked Jimmy Johnson, but I was going to go to Harvick. But I'm glad she picked him because Jimmy Johnson won. So, see if we have anything. We have looking for, there we go, Kevin Harvick, who won the race.
Okay, joining us now is team owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. from JR Motorsports. And Dale, I was telling you that 88 car awful strong out there, and certainly it's got to feel good to go ahead and get that first win in the books for 2015. And congratulations, and maybe just your thoughts about the team and how it performed here this weekend.
Well, we always enjoyed working with Kevin. He has great talent to drive race cars and won a lot of races for us last year. And said time and time again how big of a help he's been to our program and helping us improve our performance and improve the race cars themselves. And that was Dave Ellen's first win. He's just been crew chief in this year. And so I was glad that's going to help him a lot with his confidence to go ahead and get such a good run under his belt, feel like everything he's doing is the right thing. So that should help that team really continue to build momentum for the rest of the year. So we had a busy off season, made a lot of changes, got some new crew chiefs, and a lot of people moved around in some positions, and got a lot of new employees. And you know, it's you always wonder how things are going to be different, and whether you're making the right choices and right changes, and whether everybody's going to work out in the new role they're in. And so as far as the 88 car, they seem to be doing really well. So the other two guys will they'll get going and get a few more races under their belt, start to see some improvement of them, I think, over the next couple of weeks once they start to race a little bit more. I have a lot of confidence in the 9 and 7 to be competitive this year. So we got off on a good foot today and excited about the rest of the year.
Questions for Dale right here, Rick, and then we'll go to Matt. Rick and then Matt and then Kenny.
Rick Miller with RacingDay.com. Dale, what does Kevin do different here in the Xfinity cars that makes him have so much success?
I think he does it in the Cup cars, too. He's pretty fast, and no matter what he drives here, it's just he's got real good understanding of how he needs to get around the bottom of the racetrack. He runs that line right on the apron very well. He's very patient with the throttle, and I think that he understands what he needs his car to do and does a lot of great things and important things in practice to get his car doing what he wants it to do so he can, in turn, drive the racetrack like he wants. So I was talking to Dave and Winter Circle, and that's one of the things Dave mentioned was, man, it was so nice going through practice with Kevin. It reminded him of Jimmy Johnson at Martinsville. He knows exactly what he wants to be able to be competitive for the race at that particular racetrack, and yeah, Kevin's got a knack for this place. He's obviously a great race car driver, going to win a lot of races, a lot of racetracks, but when you come to Atlanta, it's hard to be here.
Well, I was hoping for Harvick, but got Dale Jr. instead. Harvick's in there somewhere. I don't want to go hunt for him, and anyway, here's second place Joey Logano and third place Ty Dillon.
Okay, let's roll right into post-race for today's 24th annual Hisense 250 NASCAR Xfinity Series race here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And we're here joined by our second and third place finishers. Our runner-up in today's race is Joey Logano, and he drives the number 22 Discount Tire Ford for Team Penske. And coming in third place with a strong finish, Ty Dillon, he drives the number 3 Wesco Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Joey, certainly you had a good car. You led a lot of laps. The pole sitter tracking down that 88 there. Just talk about your run out there here this afternoon.
Yeah, we had a pretty good day. We had a good Discount Tire Ford. Obviously, we qualified up front, led a lot early. Lost a little bit on our first pit stop to the 88, and then he was leading for a while. We made some adjustments on our car, was able to pass him there towards the end of the race to retake the lead before the last pit stop. Ended up at red, lost the spot, and then you're starting on the outside here, got no grip up there, and I actually was able to get a decent restart and be able to still be door-to-door at Kevin, and I thought, we're okay here. I got a shot. If I can be door-to-door with him, I had a shot, and then the 9 just gave him the shove, and it shoved him way up in front of me, and that was kind of the end of that, and was trying to, trying different lanes, trying anything I can do to catch up to him, and, started to make some ground, and then I had just this huge vibration, and at that point, I'm just trying to not have to pit again to fix it, and just came up a little bit short. Seems like I finished second in this race all the time. I want to win it really bad. I want to win at this racetrack, and I'm going to keep trying to run this Xfinity race until I get it.
Thank you, Joey. Ty Dillon, certainly a strong performance by you out there in that Wesco Chevrolet. Talk about your run.
Yeah, we had a great run. We were really disappointed after qualifying because we knew we had a good Wesco Chevy. We just, for whatever reason, we just weren't in the track very good at all in qualifying. I don't know if it was tire pressure or the track being really cold, but we took off and we were still loose like we were in qualifying. And after the first adjustment, the car really took off and was able to drive up, I guess, from 17th. Up to fifth, and we had a great pit stop there. Then we came out fourth, right behind Joey. I was a little worried about the outside too, but I was able to get a decent enough restart to where I was able to keep momentum. The 9 got real loose. He kind of pushed Harvick ahead, and then he got loose off 2, and I guess we were 3 wide off the backstretch, and that kind of gave us the momentum. And once our car was closer to clean air, we just kept getting better and better. So I'm proud of our effort, and hopefully this is just a little bit of taste of what we can bring for the rest of the year. And it's nice to, I guess, finish first out of the guys who are running for points.
Questions now for Ty or Joey. Start here with Rick, and then we'll go.
There you have second and third. Joey Logano, Ty Dillon. Ty, the top finisher amongst Xfinity Series regulars is what he was trying to say. But after that, the Camping World Truck Series took to the track, And it was Matt Crafton who wound up winning that race by a lot. And he came home by a good distance. He wound up leading the Truck Series in the race, and of course, he also was driving a number 88. So, and he was able to hold off see who we have here. My truck, Ty Dillon and Ben Kennedy. There we go. We'll take the checkered flag. He led two times for 85 laps out of the 130 lap event. He was the biggest lap leader. Of course, Eric Jones was the second most lap leader, who finished, he led twice for 37 laps, finished seventh. Crafton started 15th, was able to win by a good margin. As I was watching the end of the race, it was like nobody was going to catch him, so he wound up finishing by a large amount. The time of the race was only an hour and 25 minutes. Average speed was 140.7 miles an hour. The margin of victory, 8.75 seconds. So that ought to tell you the distance that Crafton had. He was the defending champ, so he was able to find his groove after last weekend at Daytona. So as of now, there are six lead changes amongst five drivers. There are three cautions for 13 laps. Pretty clean race there. One caution was early at lap 12. Second one at lap 19. And the third one was at lap 51. So the second half of the race was clean and nothing really, I guess, kind of boring if you really want to look at it that way. So Ben Kennedy won the pole for the race, but he wound up rallying for third. Of course, Ben Kennedy is one of the France family children, Brian France's sister's son, I think. Lisa Kennedy, her husband died in a plane crash or something last year. And that's, I guess, instead of owning the stuff, he'd rather do some driving first. But the points are Tyler Reddick still maintains the top spot, a two-point lead over Crafton, who was able, as Tyler Reddick wound up fifth, so was able to gain some ground on him. Plus the bonus points for leading the most laps, leading the lap, getting the wins. They had a total of five bonus points for a total of 48. So that was able to chunk up the gap between first and second down to 2 points. Eric Jones, he's third. He's seven back. Johnny Sauter, 72 points in fourth. James Buescher's in fifth. He's got 63 points. Brian Silas, sixth. He's got 70 points. Ben Kennedy, seventh. with 58 points. Ninth is Ray Black Jr. He has 58. I mean, eighth is Ray Black Jr. Ninth is Joe Nemechek. And 10th is, looks like Corbin Forrester here. So he's a rookie. So we got in the top 10, we have a total of 3 rookies in the top 10 in points. So let's go down to our race winner, Matt Crafton, and he'll be joined with Junior Joyner, his crew chief, and the GM, David Pepper.
Okay, let's hear from our winning team. Tonight's seventh running of the Hyundai Construction Equipment 200 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and our race winners, Matt Crafton, our defending series champion. He drives a number...
Front row.
88 Fisher Nuts Menards Toyota for Thor Sports. And he's joined up here by team general manager.
That's no answer.
What's that? Thor Sports. Thank you.
I'm just giving you a bet.
I know you are, Matt. David Pepper is with us, and crew chief, championship crew chief, Junior Joyner. So congratulations to you guys. Great win for the organization, a dominant win. I believe you led the last 72 laps out there in that number 88 Toyota. I'm told, I believe Toyota's now won 25 of the last 31 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series races. So just talk about the win here tonight, Matt. Your first win at Atlanta, but certainly you made it a memorable one.
Absolutely. It had such a fast truck yesterday in practice. We weren't really excited about it. It didn't have speed that we wanted for the first three laps, but after we'd get going, it would not fall off like we saw some of the other trucks. And that just says everything for these guys that build these trucks back at the shop at Sandusky, Ohio. And like I said, can't thank Duke and Rhonda and Menards and every one of these people that stuck behind me throughout so many years I've been here in this sport and never gave up. Atlanta's always been my favorite racetrack to come to. It's just because tires fall off so much. Some of these mile and a half that we run at, you just run pretty wide open in the truck for quite a while, and you cannot run that wide open, and it feels like it puts the driver way back more in the seat, and we can actually move around and change our lines and do different things to compensate for the truck that's not handling. But it's all about this guy that made the perfect setup in the thing tonight. It was a blast to drive.
It certainly looked like it was on rails out there tonight for sure. And David, just talk about Matt. You know, he's a champion. He's coming out of the blocks here early on this season. Certainly hungry, I'm sure, for another championship. And as you know, from the top of the organization, that's got to feel pretty good.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, you can't say enough about these two together. I mean, we got them together a couple years ago, and they're just on a roll. I mean, they're building fast race trucks, Junior and his guys, and Matt's driving the wheels off of them and kind of making us all look good. So we're just going to enjoy every minute of it.
Good deal. And Junior, just talk about, you know, when you guys got here and practice yesterday, had 3-hour practice yesterday, did you know your truck was going to be this good?
I felt pretty good about it. We made some very good adjustments. We had a couple different packages we brought, and he seemed to cater to the second one, which is always good when you make it better throughout the course of practice. You know, I was mad. I was a little disappointed at qualifying 15th today, but gosh, just the way he drives this place and the hunger I seen in his eyes when we showed up, it was a blessing, and I'm just proud of all those guys back on our Scandinavian island up there in Ohio. They're building trucks that, I mean, our fleet of trucks is way better than we've ever had right now. And I feel so good about everything going on up there. Duke and Rhonda, they give us everything we need. Man, it's just it's a good feeling. I talked to my dad over here, you know, and I remember watching the Atlanta Journal 500 when I was a kid coming here. And out of all the races that you want to win, you know, probably Martinsville here and I mean, Daytona's great, but this is it right here. This is where you got to showcase all your talents, you know. There's really no luck involved. I mean, it's just straight raw skill, determination, and just will. So I'm proud of all my guys and Matt. I mean, he's the real deal for sure.
What it says is really cool about it. Like I said, probably three quarters, if not more, of our team left us at the end of the last year, and to be able to bring all those new guys that we had that built these trucks. And we had a lot of trucks that were completely disassembled when a lot of our guys left, and we did it with a whole new group of guys, and it's so sweet to bring them to Victory Lane, the second race of the year.
That's great. Questions now? Start here with Stan, we'll go to Mike, and we'll go to Rick.
Today you have Matt Clafton as crew chief and team GM. So we're going to take a little break and be right back after these words, and we'll wrap up Cup Series. And then by then, Kristen should be joining us. And I know she likes to give her opinion of what she saw this weekend. So.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
Yeehaw! Y'all want a date with an international model? Well, Hillbilly Horror Show is going to make it happen.
Oh,
that's right. We're having ourselves a contest, and the winner gets an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood and a date with international swimsuit model and star of Hillbilly Horror Show, actress Rachel Faulkner.
You are going to make some guy so happy.
Head on over to hillbillyhorrorshow.com for details, and be sure to catch Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 2 on DVD February 17th.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli. And the big event of the weekend, to be the annual Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 out at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And kind of off to a little bit of a late start. I had some rain come in early in the morning. I'll tell you, the weather's been kind of crazy here. I finally got to get to town and restock up today myself after being stuck here for a couple of weeks up on the Hilltop Studio. And so that was got underway a little bit late, so made you wonder if kind of they were going to be able to withstand the rain and get the whole race in, or if it was going to be interrupted or what. But Paul Sitter, for the second race that he's entered this weekend, was Joey Logano, and he started off really good, leading five times for 84 laps, and then it was Kevin Harvick's turn. He led six times for 116 laps. Of course, a lot of that coming under mostly green flag running, because the race itself up until the end was fairly clean. There were 10 cautions for a total of 54 laps, one red flag with 20 to go. After a big wreck, took out a bunch of cars. Where things were getting a little... Looked like Hamlin got Gordon loose, or gave Gordon a tap in the rear, sent him around, and that took out a bunch of cars there. And then there was another one later on in the race that that brought out the red. That involved the 14, the 15, 16, the 17. That was the one with Stenhouse and Biffle. Biffle got walloped a couple of times in that one. And Kyle Larson, Stenhouse, and that was at lap 306, but that brought out the red flag there. And then the one with Jeff Gordon happened on lap 258 of the 325-lap event. But in the end, Jimmy Johnson wound up, he led for six times, but wound up leading the final laps. He led for a total of 92, so he only didn't get all the bonus points. He fell one short of leading that. But his margin of victory was 1.8 seconds. Once that last restart, he led the final 20. And he had a little bit of edge from Dale Jr. there right off the restart, but he was able to hold off Jr. And Kevin Harvick, as Jr. went high, Harvick and Johnson went low and were able to get around Jr. Joey Logano wound up fourth. Matt Kenseth was fifth. Sixth was Martin Truex. A.J. Allmendinger, good run for him in the 47 car. Seventh, Brett Moffitt, who is driving the number 55 for Michael Waltrip Racing, finished eighth. This was his last start right now in that car. Brian Vickers will return next week in Las Vegas. And Brad Keselowski finished ninth. Ryan Newman was 10th, and he got a little banged up a little bit, but was able to trudge on for a bit. Right now, it looks like David Ragan will be staying in the 18 car, and Regan Smith will be staying in the 41 car. So, until further notice, they still don't know what's going on with Kurt Busch or what have you there. So as the lead changes, there were 28 among 12 drivers. 10 cautions for 54 laps. Time of the race, 3 hours, 49 minutes, and 6 seconds. I guess they're including the red flag time in that. Average speed, 131 miles an hour. And the margin of victory was 1.8. I think I said that before. So turned out to be a pretty interesting race for second and third spot. Jimmy Johnson couldn't be caught there at the end. So here's words from Jimmy and the number 48 Lowe's Chevy.
Okay, we're going to hear from our race winner right now. That's Jimmy Johnson. He drives the number 48 Lowe's Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. He's our six-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion. This is his 71st career NASCAR Sprint Cup Series win, his fourth victory here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He punches his ticket into the 2015 chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. Jimmy, congratulations. You put on a great show out there today for the fans, coming all the way from, I think, 38th starting position and winning this race. Congratulations. Just talk about how you were able to accomplish that.
And thank you. It was, just a surprising start to the race for me. We felt like we were okay in the test session and the practice sessions. Through Friday and Saturday, we didn't think we had a dominant car or really kind of a car to race for the win. Seemed that some other guys showed some speed, but through our process and through getting to know the new folks on our team and the engineers, they understood what I was asking for and found a way to give it to me. And I knew within about two sets of corners when the race started that we're going to have an awesome day. The car was just incredible. And I think where the race really opened up for us was once I was able to get in front of the 19 car. We'd get close to him, but then we had so many quick cautions at the start of the race. I could never get in front of him in the way we were arranged on pit road. I'd have to come around the 19 and then get blocked in by the 34. So once I was able to get in front of the 19 and then 34 went down a lap, our race completely changed. And I was able to count on my guys on pit road to get me out first or help make up spots on the racetrack. And things really changed at that point and went away.
Questions now for Jimmy Johnson. We'll start right over here with Brant, far right. Jimmy?
Brant James, USA Today Sports. What's the value in winning this early in the season as compared to last year? I know last year you said there's no panic, but it, you know, it was race 12. And can this be used as an indicator of, you know, success further in the season as compared to last year?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that it gives you a sign who's going to be competitive. You know, this track is a little unique with how much tire wear, tire fall off that we have. But, you know, this does a lot for us. You know, we feel really good about coming here and having this kind of showing. And I think what we did here, we can take to a lot of the racetracks ahead. So, excited about it, and it takes pressure off in some ways. I mean, we don't have the questions of, are you going to win this year? You know, the stuff that kind of, you know, is up to the fans and what goes on in here. So it's nice to dodge that, but, you know, we'll have to win again probably in 6 to 8 weeks or else those questions will come around. So buys us a little bit of reprieve, but it's nice to know that we're locked into the chase. You know, there's just a lot of good things that come with it. So we're pumped and excited, and I look forward to going racing next week.
We have Jimmy Johnson, of course. Also, Chad Knauss was available for his section. Okay, let's start with our continuing, I guess I should say, our 56th annual Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 post-race press conferences, and we're joined by our today's winning six-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship crew chief, Chad Knauss. And, Chad, congratulations on this win. It's your guys' 71st win in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Gets you guys into the 2015 chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. And it's got to be a very good feeling knowing that the 48 team certainly flexed its muscles and one more time showed us today just its championship medal.
Yeah, thank you, Kerry. It was a great day. Obviously, it was really a lot of fun. It didn't start off the way that I wanted it to. Obviously, with missing qualifying and not being able to go out there and see the potential that the 48 car had at that point. But boy, drop the green flag. It was really actually a lot of fun watching, knowing that there was going to be a competition caution on lap 25, and watching Jimmy and Jeff and Kevin just rallied through the field in those first 25 laps. I thought was just fantastic. So that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. And then we were able to get up front and have some good runs today. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. Very proud of Jimmy and the efforts that he did. Really super proud of the new guys on the 48 team, and especially everybody in the 48-88 shop, because, you know, we went down to Daytona. We qualified well and won both 150s. And had a good shot at finishing 1-2 here today. So I think it bodes for good things to come in the 48-88 group.
There you have Chad Knauss. Apparently, you know, a bunch of changes in the shop down there for Hendrick, and also the shop for Crafton's team in the truck series, where they lost half the guys and had trucks they had to build. And as far as the point series goes, where should I say the chase setup, well, according to points wise, you have two guys actually in the chase right now, that being Joey Logano, who won the Daytona 500 last week, and Jimmy Johnson, who won this week at Atlanta. So other than that, the next guy you have are going to be points, and actually in succession of the points that they're in, makes it easy. You got Kevin Harvick, he's in third spot. Dale Jr.'s in fourth. Martin Truex, could run for him this year. He's in fifth. Sixth, Casey Mears. You know, he's only 20 back. He's still in the top 16, of course. Top 16 guys make the chase. Of course, if you win, you're in. And then the points pick up after that. Casey Kane, A.J. Allmendinger, Zay Farrick, Amarola is ninth. These are guys that were all in the chase last year. Of course, Amarola and Allmendinger went out in round one. I think Kane did as well. After the first three, the challenger round. And then you had Clint Boyer, David Gilliland, Sam Hornish Jr. in the 12th spot, driving the number nine, which was vacated by Marcus Ambrose. Greg Biffle, 13th. 14th is Carl Edwards, and 15th is David Reagan. Just out of the chase picture is Danica Patrick in 16th place, points-wise. And I don't know, once the season gets underway a bit, if she can make that trip as well. So, she's going to have a tough time to get in, but she's going to have to get a little more consistent, finish near the front, and get a shot at hopefully get a win, because that'd be her. Her best chance of getting in that, being her last year with Stuart Haas, she's going to have to at least make a run of it, because I don't know what she's got planned for next year, or if she's going to go to IndyCar, back to IndyCar or Formula One or what. If she plans on staying in the NASCAR ranks, we'll have to check to see. Of course, the schedule's coming up for next week. Everybody, the Xfinity Series will be out in Las Vegas for the Boyd Gaming 300. That'll start at 4 p.m. on Fox Sports 1, so you'll be able to catch that one there. Fox Sports 1, I guess, having most of the Xfinity Series with regular Fox, having a few of them, they'll be there in a couple weeks. Truck Series is they will be off next week. Actually, they'll be off till the 28th, so when they return for action in Martinsville. So we won't have to worry about them for a couple of weeks yet. And, of course, the Sprint Cup Series will be out for the Cobalt 400 Las Vegas. That'll be Sunday on Fox, 3:30 p.m., which these late afternoon races kind of make it a little tough during the day, but if you want to sleep in on Sunday, you can now, because you won't have to worry about missing anything because it's on late in the afternoon. I know I like to sleep in on Sunday mornings, and having a 3:30 race is kind of nice sometimes. I like the Friday night and Saturday night events under the lights better, but, you know, those will be coming shortly. Anyway, so right now it has a ready to make my pick out for Las Vegas. I guess Kristen got tied up doing something. I expected her to join us. So we'll see how this race plays out. Of course, should be pretty interesting going out to Vegas there. It was Brad Keselowski, he took this race last year, which was his entry into the chase, with Dale Jr. and Paul Menard finished second and third. So if I have to lean to make a pick, I'll wait to the end of the show, but we'll have to wait and see. You know, it's a pretty nice track out there, a little bit faster, just as fast as Atlantis. Not as worn out, though. Vegas has a better surface and they can get some speeds going there. Of course, non-restrictor plate track. So we'll just have to wait and see how the qualifying goes for that one. Anyway, we'll give our final thoughts in a little bit, but now a word from our sponsors.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/CadenceCandle.
Yeehaw! Y'all want a date with an international model? Well, Hillbilly Horror Show is going to make it happen.
Oh,
that's right. We're having ourselves a contest. And the winner gets an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood and a date with international swimsuit model and star of Hillbilly Horror Show, actress Rachel Faulkner.
You are going to make some guy so happy.
Head on over to HillbillyHorrorShow.com for details and be sure to catch Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 2 on DVD February 17th.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live. I'm your host, Vince Bonfigli, and we're just about ready to call it. If you want to give us a call, you can. The number is 646-649-1899. Tell me what you thought of the race yesterday or the big pile-up. Seems like Jeff Gordon in his final season is not having the kind of year he wanted. He qualified fairly well. Matter of fact, let me see where he did wind up starting the race at. He was got to go back down into the... Actually, he didn't qualify all that well either. He was 35th in qualifying. So he wound up getting hammered when that wreck took out. But still, I think he was looking for better finishes than he's been showing. But it's only week two, and you figure he's the third all-time race winner with 92 wins. Puts him, you know... The next one up, he needs to hit. Let's see, it was David Pearson has 102 or 105, and then Richard Petty has 200 wins. But Jeff Gordon, if he did stay maybe two more years, he could actually be second all time in race wins. So, but calling this his last full time year, he is. Just going to sign off. So if he gets any this year, he might wind up with anywhere from 93 to 98. I don't think he'll hit 100. He needs 8 to get there. 8 wins is a lot anymore. He has a pretty good shot at 95. I figure if he gets 3 by the end of the year, that's a nice even number. Not an even number, but a round number there. And to wait and see.
Well, let's get a listen to what you all have to say. Give me a call, 646-649-1899. I'm Vince Bonfigler. We're going to be joined. We'll see who can get in it for next week. I'm still waiting for some feedback on whether I should move the show to Tuesday, but that's a... I'm so used to doing a Monday night show that Tuesday would kind of make me feel kind of funny. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. So, we'll just have to... see what's going on for that. Anyway, let's check the schedule. We have the NASCAR schedule for this weekend. NHRA, let's see when they're back in action. And they'll be back in action, it looks like, next weekend, out in Gainesville, Florida, for the the Gator Nationals. So they'll be. March 12th through 15th, which puts us next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you want to get in on some of that action, then wait and see. So right now, let's go make our pick for the weekend. Out in the Vegas Motor Speedway. And the way I look at it, see, I think, you know what? I think he's had a... a hell of a weekend in... we had a couple of good finishes and a couple of good weeks. I'm going to have to pick the 88 car for this weekend. So we'll just have to wait and see and where that winds up. It seems to run pretty good there. I figure third place. In Vegas, you had a good run at Daytona. Probably didn't finish Daytona as well as he would have liked, but still. I think he's got a chance to use this race in Vegas to get into the chase. Of course, last year he won the Daytona 500, was in the chase already, so this year he needs to get in. So, I'll just have to wait and see. So, right now, I'm going to go with Dale Jr. If you want to make the picks and you don't feel like calling in or can't get to a phone, our Facebook page, I'll have them posted. We'll go to... Facebook.com/GarageTalkLive and you could check us out there. As soon as I sign off, I will be putting that up. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, hopefully I'll have time to book some guests for next week. They shouldn't have to, hopefully don't have to shovel out any snow. So just want to let you know, I'm Vince Bonfigli signing off, and we'll see you all next week. Good night, and I can say it again because the season has begun. Good racing.